Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In the 20th century conservation arena, battles were tumultuous and male-dominated. Great legal strides were made in protecting our country's vital air, water, and other natural resources, often in opposition to the wishes of powerful corporations and politicians. Paradoxically, three of the most potent warriors on the side of conservation were small-framed, soft-spoken, selfless people. Their weapons were ecological wisdom, persistence, and courage. They were also women. Rachel Louise Carson was a career marine biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. A well-known natural history writer, she became a social critic with the publication of her book Silent Spring in 1962. The book revealed the damaging effects of pesticides on the environment, especially DDT, and its terrible impacts on birds by causing eggshell thinning. Carson accused the chemical industry of covering up the truths about their products. Silent Spring spurred an overhaul of national pesticide policy and is often credited with launching the global environmental movement. For her work, Carson was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas's mission was to save the Everglades from drainage and development. During many years of writing, speaking, and lobbying, she elevated the plight of the Everglades on the national agenda, which resulted in the preservation of most of that vast ecosystem. Her book, The Everglades, River of Grass, was instrumental in the struggle. Former Assistant Secretary of the Interior Nat Reed described Douglas as that tiny, slim, perfectly dressed, utterly ferocious Grand Dame who can make a redneck shake in his boots. Douglas also received the Presidential Medal of Freedom at age 103. Closer to home, Caroline Dorman dedicated her life to conservation in the Kasachi Hills of North Louisiana. Her love of native plants and all things wild resulted in expertise in the fields of forestry and horticulture. She was also an accomplished botanical artist and author of 6 books, and as a lecturer in demand, traveled widely. A persistent lobbyist, Dorman was instrumental in the establishment of Kasachi National Forest in spite of well-heeled logging interest. Her legacy lives on in this forest encompassing more than 600,000 acres and in the Caroline Dorman Nature Preserve in Natchitoches Parish. Beneath the meek countenances of these three women, compelling spirits and lion hearts prevail to make our world a better place in which to live.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.